Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
I'm addressing sellers and real estate agents listening now. And there are lots of real estate agents who listen to this show. Coming on Wednesday, January 20th, and on Sunday, January 24th, I will be hosting a webinar. And this webinar is to learn how to sell your home for top dollar. And I'm inviting real estate agents and sellers and buyers, for that matter, to join me on this webinar. This is informative and excellent. It is 1 hour in length, and I promise you, you will be riveted because the information is at a very good clip. It's digestible. And essentially, for those who maybe have never done a webinar, this is what happens. You go on your computer, if it's connected to the internet, you type in a web page, and you go to that web page and you're given a password to access the webinar. The password opens the page up, and there is the first page of the webinar. And then I just simply turn the pages for you, and you can plug in a headset or listen through your speakers right there on your computer. And if you are thinking about selling your home anytime in the next couple of years, this is an excellent, excellent webinar that covers how to sell for top dollar, how timing trumps condition, what are the best improvements you can make as a seller to get the highest price possible, where you shouldn't put a dollar, where you won't get money back by improving. How can you interview a real estate agent in today's climate and know adequately what you're doing? Plus, let's look at the historical averages of inventory and supply and demand based on different times of the year and come up with a strategy to hit the market right. Hit the market at the best time to sell your house for top dollar. Plus, I also throw in downsizing clues, how you can adjust your standard of living within your house. Stay where you are, age in place, not even sell your house. How can you do that? Adjust your standard of living does not mean adjusting the quality of life in anything other than improving it. I'm not talking about giving up your standard. I'm talking about improving your standard of living, either by selling and moving, of course, but also by aging in place. How do you do that? By right-sizing within your own home. So I want to invite you, and you can register for this webinar. It's going to be on Wednesday the 20th, 11:30 to 12:30, so right around lunchtime on Wednesday, a week and a half from now, or Sunday, 2 weeks from today, January 24th, between 8 and 9 a.m. If you go to my webpage, go to ericstewartgroup.com, okay? At the webpage, you're going to see a link to register right below the video at the top of our website. There's a video. It has a picture, you know, some images of me, and I'm talking to you, and there's some of my clients who also talk about how we work, that kind of thing. Right below that, there's a link to register. Go ahead and register for the webinar right there. Join me again the 20th, Wednesday the 20th, or Sunday the 24th. You don't have to leave your house. How about that? Plus, it's free, and I cover a lot of material that you can find in the Market Ready Guide or the Right-Sizing Guide, which you may have already downloaded, or if you haven't, you can download for free at ericstewartgroup.com in the resources section. It's an informative session. I'm a top producing realtor within the Washington, D.C. area. I'm one of the top 50 real estate agents in the country and the top few hundred real estate agents. And, you know, I've been hosting the show here on WMAL for 12 years, and the information is timely. When's the best time to sell? Tips on sorting through your possessions. What home improvements provide the best rate of return? Strategies on pricing your home and how to attract more buyers and much more. Okay? All right. Join me. Looking forward to it. All right. And those of you who can't attend to that or maybe don't have the internet, and believe me, there's plenty of my listeners, you out there listening now, think, you know, I'm just not ever going to be a computer person. And you're probably laughing, maybe even smiling right now. Oh, he gets me. Yeah, I get you. Because frankly, you know, it's like social media, Facebook, all these other things. There's so many opportunities to communicate with people, and you can't do it all. There's not enough time in the day. And sometimes you do have to just write off certain things that other people are doing and say, well, I'm just going to choose not to make that a part of my life. And maybe you made that decision when it comes to the internet or, you know, email or whatever. And you listen to the radio still because this is old reliable to you. Shoot, this station's been around since, I don't know, 80 years, 90 years, something like that. It's a heritage radio station here in D.C. So that said, I will reach you right where you are. And I want to invite you to call and call me. And you can ask for me personally or talk to any of my team on our toll-free number. So just leave a message. One of us will get back to you. And we can set up a time for us to come meet with you, discuss how and when is the best time to sell your home and give you the free material we're talking about here and even go through the webinar with you and explain these things to you personally. And those of you who have a group of people, you know, maybe you're in a senior citizens group of some kind or a local community group, would like for one of our team to come out and go through this presentation for your group, we would be happy to do that too. Okay, seriously. Free, no cost to you. 800-900-9104, that's our toll-free number at the Eric Stewart Group. And I'm with Long & Foster. I've been there for about 2.5 years. Before that, I was with Llewellyn Realtors, family-owned and operated, run by a great broker who was a West Point grad, Charlie Llewellyn, and he sold the company to Long & Foster 2.5 years ago. And I work now for Wes Foster, and he is a VMI grad, also a military guy himself, and they run a great operation. I'm very proud to be a part of Long & Foster. Toll-free, 800-900-9104 for information on setting up an appointment for one of our team. Or if you have any challenges in just registering for the event, call, leave a message. Alex or Sarah, one of our team members, will get right back to you and help you out. All righty. I'm going to tell you a quick story about a house that I had for sale that we've now put under contract. Now, what makes this unusual is that my normal time to sell a home, my average time to sell a house is about 3 weeks. And that's across all of my listings. And that's around the whole period of the year. It's an average of 3 weeks. Now, more expensive houses tend to take longer. If you get over, you know, if you get out in the boonies, if you get into the $2 to $3 million price range, it can sometimes take a year. Okay. That's just because the number of buyers in particular areas are less than there are in others, right? But I have a house in Chevy Chase that I've had 125 buyers look at since I came on the market about 6.5 months ago. And we finally went under contract. And we ended up selling the property for above the list price. Now, what's curious about this is that you would think that the price was the issue, because when you have so many people come through and they all say the same thing about the house, that maybe the price is the cure. And sure, you can change that lever, that pricing lever, and attract more people to the property by changing the price. But as I told the seller, I said, in spite of your lot, your house is worth what we're asking and really more than what we're asking. What we really need is someone who perceives the value where it is. And so I don't recommend a price adjustment. We were listed for $750 for this property. And we got it under contract for $755,000. Nice, huh? But what happened is the lot for the property is on a fairly steep incline. You drive up the driveway to the two-car garage, which is in the basement of the house. So you drive up the front yard into the garage. Then you climb a flight of stairs up to the kitchen level. And then the patio in the back has stairs up the backyard, up to the top of the backyard, which is the backyard of the house behind. So this is essentially a home that's built into a hill. Now, there's an old Gaelic word for this kind of a house. It's called a shelby, S-H-E-L-B-Y. That is alleged estate. Now, the beauty of alleged estate is that when you get up into the estate, you have the panorama of what's down below you. But it's the getting up to it that oftentimes is the issue. We had to wait for the right buyer. We did. We got a great contract, and we're done. I'll have my closing thoughts right after this. Johnson.